Vermont Republicans Plan Let's Go, Brandon Rally in City of Brandon. By Paul Bois on November 9, 2021. Vermont Republicans will be taking the Let's Go, Brandon chant to a literal level by hosting a rally in the city of Brandon, Vermont. Brandon, Vermont is the hometown of the state's recently elected GOP chair Paul Daim. The rally will be held on Saturday, November 13, and will largely serve as a celebration of the latest Republican victories and a repudiation of the Joe Biden presidency. "We have a lot of work to do over before the session starts in VT. But as I announced at Saturday's meeting, we are going to start with a little fun," Daim said when announcing the event. "This Saturday we are hosting a Let's Go Brandon rally in Central Park in Brandon," he continued. "We are having hats, t-shirts and bumper stickers designed and printed as locally as possible as our first step to make a small contribution to the local economy." The state of Vermont swung heavily for President Joe Biden during the 2020 election, 66% to former President Donald Trump's 30%. "Biden's first year in office has proved to be the worst of any president in my lifetime," Daim said. "Gas prices are nearly double what they were a year ago. The reports on the costs of an average Thanksgiving meal is nearly double what it was a year ago." The Let's Go, Brandon phenomenon sparked in early October when NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavis tried to cover up the crowd chanting "Fuck Joe Biden" when NASCAR driver Brandon Brown scored his first Xfinity Series win at the Talladega Speedway. Since then, the chant has become a fun, vulgar-free way of expressing disdain for the 46th President of the United States. Despite the chant's popularity and origination with the popular sport, NASCAR President Steve Phelps denounced the chant this past weekend, calling it an unfortunate situation. "It's an unfortunate situation, and I feel for Brandon. I feel for Kelly," Phelps told Fox News on Friday. "I think, unfortunately, it speaks to the state of where we are as a country. We do not want to associate ourselves with politics, the left or the right.